This month, we are catching up with the first graduates of StriveU. It's a first-of-its-kind college education and training program for young adults with developmental disabilities based in South Portland. Just over 10 years ago, the first five students completed the two-year program and began living and working on their own. Since then, they have inspired other families that overcoming challenges and reaching your full potential is possible no matter who you are. Susan Sharon has more.
Strive students begin their careers with on-the-job training. Back in 2004, Julie Germain was placed in a human resources job at TD Bank North in Portland, where her attention to detail at the copy machine was legendary.
I need this.
Some of her coworkers were initially skeptical about having her take on tasks in the office, but at the time, Jay Milligan said her sheer will to do a good job changed their minds.
You'll go by the photocopy room and she'll say, okay, now that one's done. I'll put this one over here and this one's next. And she sort of talks herself through the process and then she'll say, good, I'm done. And she'll, you know, giggle and squeal. It's so much fun to have her here.
Since then, Germain has switched jobs. She now does kitchen prep work at a restaurant in Scarborough. And she's proud to report that she recently got a raise.
$9. It's going up.
Are you so excited?
Yeah, they haven't decided about getting me a promotion yet. That might happen later.
Germain lives in her own apartment in Scarborough, but her landlord is also support staff who lives next door. She gets rides to work, and once a week she goes to a therapeutic horseback riding program in Windham.
Well, you guys up for a little red light, green light?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Julie? Mm-hmm. All right, we'll go down to the other end.
Germain, as you can hear from her giggles, loves to ride a horse named Bam.
Red light.
Whoa, Bam.
Green light.
Walk, Bam.
Crystal Stover, the owner and instructor at It Takes Two Farm, says most people think of therapeutic riding for those with physical disabilities. But Stover saw a value in using horses to connect with people who have emotional and social needs as well. And she says it's been personally rewarding.
Oh, it's so beneficial, the giggles, you know, just to see just the happiness, the smiles. You know, some folks are nonverbal, but boy, you can tell with their faces, you know, how much they're enjoying it. So, and a lot of students like Julie, they've been coming for years.
In addition to horseback riding, Germain has other hobbies that keep her busy. She says she likes reading, knitting, and making art. She's a big fan of the soap opera General Hospital. She can tell you exactly what time it comes on. And she likes to cook, especially pepperoni pizza on Saturday nights. She keeps track of medical and other appointments on her iPhone. And for Germain, planning and sticking to a schedule is a must. She's already got her 36th birthday party planned in August.
August 26th. It's going to be a Saturday. I have something planned for that. Pizza party. Yeah.
I love having her in Scarborough because she's close to me, but she's on her own.
Sherry Hartwell is Julie Germain's mom, who would like to see her daughter be a bit more social with her old friends from StriveU.
I'd like to see her get out more. We haven't been in touch with anybody because she doesn't go.
I'm going to try calling Brittany.
Okay, you try. We'll find
she
out.
She has to call.
Building social skills and teaching students how to use public transportation is a big focus at Strive. Not everyone can ride the bus alone, but raising expectations for students and their families is the goal. And, says Pete Brown of Strive, the more they get out into the world, the more they interact, the better for everyone, especially employers.
You know, that's something we've heard from a lot of different employers, that it's certainly a side benefit for companies that hire one of our students, that their employees see somebody that's, you know, had to come overcome a little bit more than some of their other employees might have to. And sometimes it's easy for supervisors to be able to point and say, hey, you know, they're, you know, working hard. It's no reason the rest of us can't.
Now in its 13th year, StriveU has accepted another 7 students for its two-year program. They'll start at the end of June. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.